We're leaving northern Canada and heading back down to the prairies. This stop to Saskatchewan on Canada Day Live is brought to you by Entertainment Wrap-Up. The latest celebrity news and gossip is online every day at entertainmentwrapup.com. The highs and lows from the celebrity world, but let's be honest, it's mostly the lows, can be heard at entertainmentwrap-up.com. Making a stop on the prairies, heading to Saskatchewan with an honorary Aussie joining us on the line. I don't know about that. Cody Prevost is joining us. Happy Canada Day, Cody. Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to get to this Aussie thing in a second, but I'm going to jump right into this. Canada Day in Saskatchewan. Tell us about it. What happens in the big province?
Well, it's a celebration everywhere you look. Like, yeah. We're all about having parties here in Saskatchewan, and it's definitely the day of the year where every single place has a party, and that's exactly what's happening this year. We're actually performing down in Wadena, Saskatchewan, of all places. It's actually quite close to my hometown, so it's pretty exciting to be able to get back home and get to perform a show that close to my home on Canada Day to celebrate with everybody that I, you know, started out with, and some of my biggest supporters are from that area, so it's very exciting.
Well, you know, we always see big 4th of July celebrations with our friends down south, and a lot of people say they're more patriotic, but with this 150 thing, it seems like Canadians are ready to go.
I would have to agree with you. Everybody's going all out this year. You know, there's every band that I know, it doesn't matter what caliber, they are out performing somewhere. Every single person has hired a band, and everybody's putting on a show. And it's just a great, you know, a great thing, and it's a great celebration. I'm proud to be Canadian. It's a great place. You know, I've traveled all over, you know, the world, basically, and I always come back to Canada, and it's one of the places I feel the safest, and also I feel the people are the most friendly here, so it makes me proud to be from Canada.
But I mentioned at the top, you're an honorary Aussie, and you spend, it seems like, more time out of Canada than you do. Oh, I'm not going to hold that against you, maybe a little bit, but, you know.
Yeah, Jeremy, it's just been in the last few years, I started working with a couple companies down in Australia, and I've been getting to do some tours there, and it's been, you know, one of the reasons I love Australia so much is because I find when I go there, I feel just like I'm in Canada. It's, you know, except for obviously it's warmer for more months of the year, but besides that fact, it's, the people are just as friendly, and it's just a great place to go, and that's it really reminded me of home, which is here in Canada, so it's a great place to go, and I'm very fortunate to have, you know, that opportunity.
I'm going to put you on the spot here because it's my show. I can do that, right? I want you to tell everybody Happy Canada Day in your best Aussie accent.
Oh, that's a good one, man. I've never practiced it, but Happy Canada Day. That's a bad one, man, but
well,
I'm not very good at it.
You know, maybe we'll come back around to that.
You know what would make it if I said mate?
There you go. Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? That solves all the problems there. So it's, you're the first one who did that. So it's good, man.
A hush fell over the room, I have to say. But what is that, what is that reception like, though, in other countries, or I guess continents even, for Canadian music? Because, again, Canada up north, and then you hit it big in Australia. Obviously, Canadian music is resonating with people there. Where else have you seen this happen?
You know, music these days, I find, especially with the internet coming out in this day and age, you know, music is, it breaks barriers. You know, your music can get heard in China, can get heard in all parts of the world. And I just find that music's becoming almost a universal language, which I think it has for years. But with the internet, it just makes it that much easier. And so, you know what I mean? Canadian music is, to me, Canadian music was always some of the most creative music because we never really had a formula here. Everybody just, you know, they really went with what their heart was telling them. And it just, you know, it really comes out in the creativity in our music. And I think it's really, you know what I mean, breaking barriers. And that's why it's having so much success overseas.
What's the craziest response you've had from a crowd in another country?
Oh, man, Australia's a pretty wild place. Like, so they like to have a good time there for sure. But one thing I couldn't understand is, you know, people like to start up the party fairly early in the day. And so one day after the show, you know what I mean, the show was wild, and it was like a 5 in the afternoon show. And I asked someone after the show, I said, you know, like, I noticed that people here are already having a pretty good time. Like, you know, they don't waste any time. He said, well, you know what, we have a curfew here, which is 10 o'clock. So they start at about 10 in the morning just to make sure that they have a good time before they have to go home.
What do they know or think they know about Canada? Like, is it the stereotypes that we hear, maple syrup, poutine, like, what do they think or say about Canada?
Well, it don't matter where I go. It could be the States, it could be Australia, but everybody just thinks it's the, you know what I mean, the North Pole. You know, like, minus 50 every day. But, it, you know what I mean, we do get those minus 40, minus 50 days, but there's not, you know what I mean, it's not like that full on right through winter. There's, you know, breaks and stuff, and but, you know, it's just people have this vision of Canada being like this, just this deep freeze where you go and it's like cold all the time.
And it's funny too, because there were a few days in the spring, a lot of my time is spent in Los Angeles as well, and Winnipeg had warmer temperatures than Los Angeles for a couple days in the spring. So
yeah, it's funny. It's funny how the world is changing. I, as well, have been in L.A. a little bit, and, you know, there was some days there where it didn't feel that warm to me.
No, but you feel a lot of warmth on Twitter with your chats, and you take over Twitter. Tell Canada about that.
So every Tuesday night we do a Twitter party, and it's from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, and basically we get on there and we chat for an hour, and all you got to do is go to Twitter and in the search bar put hashtag Cody Prevost, and that's CodiePrevost, and then just log on Tuesday night, and when you type in that hashtag up will pop all the people chatting, and it's every week we get new people, and there's people from all over the world, Indonesia and different countries, and it's growing every week, so we highly encourage everybody to hop on there on Tuesday nights.
And what time is that for Central?
Man. let me think about that. So it'd be like, well, right now it's 7 to 8 Central Time.
Okay. That's an inside joke between Cody and me, just in case anybody's wondering what I'm referencing. But
yeah, we've had some tricky times with the time changes.
Yes. They tell you some very, very weird things. Let's be honest here. You're told some pretty personal stuff in public.
Well, you know, I think as you progress and as you perform more and, you know, build up the fan base, you know, I think you get to know those people along that journey. And, you know, I almost feel like it becomes more of a family type event that goes on. Like, you have this big group of people, but you've been, you know, with these chats and stuff, you really get to know people. And so on the chats, we do get into some discussions that, you know, have more personal sides to people's stories. And it's always nice to hear. You know, it's always nice to chat about other things besides the music and get to know people on a one-on-one basis.
Weirdest thing that somebody's ever told you on there?
Oh, man, there's some strange stuff, but, you know what? Let's come back to that question at the end. I'm going to think that through.
But I guess, you know what, that goes to show what Canadian artists and Canadians are about anyway. There's that friendliness, there's that welcoming, and we see that coast to coast to coast, almost anywhere you go, except Toronto, because, you know. But that really does speak to what Canada is all about, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. You know, every time I leave, you know, anywhere in Canada, you know, you're walking down the street and, you know, people are saying hi to each other, and it's that friendliness that, you know, makes me, again, proud to be from here. And that's, you know, my shows, and when I'm at a live show and putting on a concert, like, that's one of my things, is I want everybody at the concert to feel welcome there and to feel a part of that show. And, you know, being from here makes that really easy to do.
Wear a Canadian flag, wear a maple leaf, show it somewhere on your backpack, on your shirt, on your hat, whatever, and you'll be fine. That just puts me at ease when I go somewhere.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that too, and it's, so there you go, there it's everybody kind of knows it. You know, even some of the people from the States, you know, when you talk to them on the phone, and they right away know you're from Canada when you say please and thank you on the phone, and, you know, are courteous, and so it's quite good. I think it's a great thing that we're known for that.
So what are you working on now? You've got some new music that came out a couple months ago. What's happening for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, so the single's out. It's called You Won't Sleep Tonight. First single off the upcoming album, which is going to be released this fall. Summer, we got a bunch of tour dates. I've been doing actually a trio show, which is three of us in the band, and we got a percussion player, a lead guitar player, and myself, and we've been having a lot of fun with that. It's more of an interactive show. We get the crowd involved quite a bit, so we've been touring with that show a lot, and we plan to continue doing that this year. And when the album comes out in the fall, obviously I'll have release parties, and then plan some tours across the country to promote that album and get out and visit everybody.
We have 1 minute, but two things to take care of. Weirdest thing somebody's ever told you, and happy Canada Day as an Aussie.
Yeah, man, some of the weirdest stuff would be, like, some of the photos I get, you know what I mean, of people in their, you know what I mean, like, just wearing their underwear or whatever it might be. There's some, there's some strange things like that happen, which is pretty interesting sometimes. I'd have to say that's probably the weirdest stuff.
Well, now I'm embarrassed. You weren't supposed to tell everybody about that, Cody. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, that's all right.
Finally, your Canada Day greeting.
Good day, mate. Can't wait to see you guys out on the tour.
We're gonna end it right there, I think, Cody. It was a good attempt. He's a trooper, everybody. I put him on the spot. Well, Cody Prevost, happy Canada Day, and thanks for spending the holiday with us today.
Hey, thank you.